Good morning, everybody. Okay, I've been introduced already. My name is Ayo, and I serve on the board. So for those who do not know, so I'm happy to see everyone here today. And before I even start, I'm going to ask everyone a question, because everything ties into what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to ask if anyone has been worried about anything this week. If anyone has been worried maybe about their job, about bills, about the kids, I think that's probably something we probably may have in common, that we worry about things. And of course, I believe that all of us probably have heard the Bible tell us not to worry, right? So I'm going to be sharing, and the verse that speaks to me is from Philippians 4, verse 6. And I would like us to read it together. And this is from the New Living Translation, which I like. It says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done." It's like we know what to do, right? Because the Bible already tells us what we need to do. And we know that doing this, there's a result that comes from that, and that actually is in the next verse. It says, "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So we know what the solution is. We know what the result is of praying, like when we worry. But of course, we still worry. And I'm going to read my own experience and things that kind of make me worry, or how my worry is sort of triggered. I don't know if anyone me, but one thing is to do, and I'll say maybe it's my own self-inflicted way of seeing worry for myself. We have like an end to something. To think, okay, I want to be that informed patient. I go to Dr. Google. I look up all my ailments. And if you have ever used Dr. Google to look up your ailments, you find that all ailments kind of have similar symptoms and similar ways of affecting the body. And for some reason, I kind of always choose the worst of all the ailments. And when I go to the doctor, I'm always kind of proud to be able to use the medical terms to describe what is wrong with me. And then I tell him this is what I think is wrong. But, you know, my doctor has been my doctor for quite some time. He knows me. He just listens to me and let me talk about it, because in my mind, I'm already thinking that I may need these tests. And you see, the thing is, it's one thing to look up all the symptoms. The times that even lead from when I make the doctor's appointment to when I actually see the doctor, I'm already almost killing myself, because I'm almost killing myself with this worry that, oh my God, he's going to find this thing. And oh my, and then I start planning even for the future of what that is going to mean. So I told myself at some point, I have to stop doing this, because it doesn't help me. And I end up thinking of all the wrong things. And of course, even in the same, in Philippians tells us that we have to be careful the things we think about. We're supposed to be thinking of things that are good, things that are of good report. I don't really want to go into that, but it's the scripture that tells us what the things we're supposed to think of. And the truth is that when we're thinking of good things, of course, there is no way we can be thinking of all the bad things if we're trying to keep our mind just on those good things. And that's an example of how I create worry for myself. There are other ways where, of course, worry creeps in into my life. And maybe I'm just going about my merry day, and maybe something just drops a thought. For many people who don't know me that well, I started at some point thinking of, oh my God, retirement. When you are in a particular age range, there is no way you will not start thinking, oh my God, what does that mean? And I was telling myself, oh my God, I'm not ready for this. What am I going to be doing? And I was almost killing myself with thoughts of what retirement was going to mean. And, you know, if you think of all the hard things you can possibly think of in life that can possibly happen to you when you think you don't have any money, I was thinking of all that. And I was thinking of, so who's going to be helping me? And, you know, things like that. But these are like real things. And what I find was that I had the fear of the future. I had the fear of what I thought was going to happen. Meanwhile, the real story of my life is a story of like testimonies where I can say that God has been so good to me. But at that point in time, I don't remember all those things because I'm so wrapped up in my worries. I'm so wrapped up in the future and what the future is going to happen. I'm so wrapped up in the different situations that I'm putting myself in. God is always so good in that when we pray, He brings to my remembrance things that He has done for me. When I'm praying, it's like I now begin to remember that He's done things that I never even thought He could do. I have another example. I've used an example of how I get myself into worry. I've used another example of how I get worried. And I'm going to use another example of how I get worried when God wants to move me from one position to another position. When God is trying to move you up sometimes, you begin to get worried because you are not in control anymore. And I know that I knew I wasn't in control. And I'll talk about what happened. At my workplace, which I have been working at like for 25 years right now, after like 10 years, there was an opening in my department. And it was supposed to be an opening that would elevate me if I applied for it. But I did not apply for it because I felt I'm just going to sit down where I am. No one is disturbing me. I'm not disturbing anyone. I don't want to get myself into a job where I'm going to have to struggle. And it was a new department that was created, which means no one, of course, had been there. And they wanted someone to head it. I didn't apply for the job. And it was there until a colleague came by and said, did you apply for that job? I said, no, I don't want trouble. Just let me be. I'm not going to apply for this job. But, you know, I now thought about it. She said, what can possibly happen? If you apply for the job, what will happen? Okay, you get it. And if you don't get it, you go back to what you're doing. Of course, it's not always as easy as that. So I thought about it and just thought to myself, you know something? Maybe I should apply for the job. But one other thing which I want to say is that even my boss did not want me to apply for that job. Not because he didn't like me. My boss liked me, but he had just moved into a different position. And I think there was pressure on him to create that new department because he was still going to be my boss. And you know what it's like when someone already knows you. And they think, I know what she knows already. What is the new thing she can possibly bring? So he was saying, he wanted someone from outside. So in fact, when they posted that job, they deliberately posted qualifications that I did not have. But I thought, when my colleague spoke to me, I said, I'm going to try anyway. Meanwhile, they had interviewed for that position and they had identified someone they were going to give it to. And actually, I think they gave her an offer letter already. That's when I now decided, okay, I'm going to apply for this position. So I applied for the position. And when I had the interview with them, I first of all had the interview with like two of maybe I would say my colleagues in the whole office. And you know when you go for an interview and someone is asking you questions and then you have the other interviewer answering the questions for you. It's a good thing, isn't it? So that was what you would think would have been the first sign to show me that God was working for me. Because, of course, I didn't have to go with all the knowledge at that point in time. Because even, you know, people who had been there already know what she knows and that's what is the new thing she could possibly bring. But when I had the interview with my CEO, I don't know what I said at that interview. And I don't even know how I could have been so confident. But when he came out from that interview, he was like, I was the one who should get that job. That was the second sign to me that God was at work. But it didn't end there. I now got the job. Oh my God, and I couldn't sleep because I didn't know what to do. I thought I was way above my head. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't even talk to my boss because he didn't even know how to lead me or guide me and everything. So the sleepless nights now started on what to do. For months, I was going on and on, trying to find a solution, trying to come up with something. And this was a position that was really going to expose me because I had to start doing presentations to the management, explaining why things were going this way or which other way. There was a lot of analysis that had to go with it. I didn't know any of these things. But I used to be that person who would run to the bathroom every time to pray, God, please. And I used to tell him, let me not be ashamed. Let my enemies not triumph over me. You know, you pray in the Bible. I used to pray, and how I used to pray that, I don't even know how I, that is, you know, when you're down, it's very easy to pray. So I really was down at that point in time. But things were working out for, I mean, because God was at it. And I was like, at some point, I had to surrender completely. I had to give it to God. I had to tell him that, you know what, I don't know what to do. Of course, that is when I remember the Bible says we have to pray for wisdom and knowledge. Of course, I prayed for wisdom and knowledge. I have to pray for the Bible. I prayed again and said, Lord, Holy Spirit, you remember how Holy Spirit, the Bible says, Holy Spirit will teach you what to say and what to do. I had to pray all that. But you see, I got to that point where I had to start praying very specific prayers for each meeting, because each meeting was different. And maybe even praying at some point that please don't let some people turn up for that meeting because they are the ones who would ask the hard questions. I had to pray that, Father, Lord, let them not ask me something I do not know, you know? And I will pray everything. It got very specific. And of course, I remembered God all the time because I had no choice. I had entered into something that I knew was really above me. And I've been there. What gave me comfort once was when, after I had been working for a couple of months, and I had scheduled the meeting with our CEO, with the management and everything, and he couldn't make one of the meetings. And he was telling me, I'm so sorry, I can't make this meeting. Can you reschedule? I'm always looking forward to the meetings. I was like, oh, really? He's looking forward to our meetings? Because at some point, I was thinking that, oh, I hope I'm not just wasting their time and talking about something they already know. You know, when you're talking about things that they already know. So you're not really adding value. But when he said, oh, I'm always looking forward to hearing what you have to say because it starts up like different conversations. That was the first time I think I was able to sleep like all night because I used to be so nervous even going into this meeting. But the point I'm trying to make here is that, you know, that is the story of my life and how God has been so good to me. And I thank God that he puts me through all this because if you give me a chance or a choice to make decisions to move up or make decisions to change my status quo, like I know Pastor Jesse knows when they were talking about the board, I was like, I just like to be in the background. Really, I like to sit on the other side. So the truth is, when he said, he wants us to share today, I don't want to tell you, but my goodness, I've been so nervous about sharing today because he said, oh, it has to be words that you live by. Of course, I try to live by these words, but I'm not 100% there. But I thank God that he makes everything work out for me. And God has always been so wonderful. I want to share something that is not even related to like just the experience. I just want to share one area where God does things that you know that, oh my God. You know when you want that assurance that, Father, you're still thinking about me and you're still doing things. We went on a trip to Brazil. And we were supposed to catch two flights. The one from Newark was supposed to take us to Houston. And then we're supposed to get another flight to get on the plane to Brazil. The transit window was very short. And I was getting very nervous that we would not be able to make that plane to Brazil. So we continued. By the time we landed at Houston, the plane for Brazil already left. my sister had called me on the phone. Oh, I like your expression. I wanted to hear the rest of the story of how God works. So we decided we'll still go over to the other terminal where we were supposed to get the other flight, which was kind of quite some distance from the one where we were. When we got there, there was a man standing there. They had closed the counter. There was only one man standing there. And the man said, oh, your plane just left. We knew the plane left, but we were still heading there anyway, because we were also thinking that maybe they'll be able to put us on the flight for maybe the next day, because that was the last flight for the day. So as we were standing there trying to even catch our breath and, you know, still praying, I was still praying that God will do something. Maybe there'll be another plane, or I don't even know what I was thinking. Someone else came in and said, oh, okay. Oh, just hold on, you guys. The next thing, there was a crew member came in from, you know, where the gates were to lock the door from the outside. And we're like, oh, the plane left. Can you book us on or not? And she said, oh, just hold on 1 minute. And they were saying, oh, just hold on. Oh, let's have your passports, please. Let's have you. As God would have it, the plane came back. The plane came back. And they said it had a technical problem. If you ask me today, that plane did not have a technical problem. It came back for us. Because that is how my God works. And we were able to get on that plane. But they told us that, okay, we'll have to wait till the next day to get our luggage. And, you know, when I'm down and I'm worried and things are making me confused or anxious, I remember what God has done. And that's an example of the kind of things that he brings to my remembrance. And I just want to thank God for this. And back to that verse where I said, my verse that it says, don't worry about anything. Just pray about everything. Tell God what you need. I like that. And thank him for what he has done. So in thanking him for what he has done, I can thank him for the things that he did previously. In thanking him, I can thank him for the things that I know he's able to do. Thanking him, I'm thanking him because I know he's a good God. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, he will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. And that is the word of God. And that is exactly what it is. He keeps in perfect peace. If we can keep our hearts and our minds stayed on him. I thank God for his word. And I thank God for making it possible for me to share with you today. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.